You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is October 14th, 2021. Can you believe that? I mean, think about that. We're just a couple of weeks away from Halloween. How did this year get away from us? Maybe it was because we spent a year hiding in our houses, and now we're able to kind of move around a little bit more and socialize. So maybe that's causing this final half of the year to be kind of moving fast. I don't know, but it's moving pretty fast. I have a couple of posts on the website that are I consider to be important ones. I kind of wanted to just draw attention to them a little bit. There's one about a really tragic example of a faggot who's now 50 years old, but how his many, many years of abuse early in his life that, you know, kind of formed the basis for his faghood. And I just, it's heartbreaking, honestly. And, you know, lots of faggots get abused in some way or another by alphas, and I don't know. It's definitely worth a read, because I think it's important for us to look at the reality of what's really happening, you know, so that we ourselves are not going in blindly. And also a couple of really great posts from my new favorite fag brother, Dalton, who has been servicing a black alpha named Josiah. And yeah, they're pretty hot. So, and also, this is kind of a preview of things that are coming. Many of you may remember Kyler, who is the friend of Master Matt. Well, tonight, Master Matt is bringing his faggots over to, and also Nick's faggots, over to Kyler's place for dinner. The faggots are going to obviously serve dinner for them. And I think the plan is that Kyler is going to fuck the faggots. This will be his first time fucking faggots. So I'm excited about that. I got to actually talk to Kyler today. I guess I'm going to call him Master, because the plan is that Master Kyler is going to take over, take control of Nick's two faggots, Yule and Ollie. He's going to take over ownership of them so that they are protected, because right now, Nick has shirked his responsibilities, and the faggots are there by themselves, you know, with no direction. So I think Master Kyler intends to take over those duties and give them a new home. So anyway, it was nice to get to talk to Master Kyler today. He's very thoughtful and very intelligent, and he seems to be very, very excited about the possibility of owning faggots. So that's coming. So is Master Kyler, for that matter. It's funny, I traffic in, you know, straight alphas coming to understand faggots and the use of faggots. And it's always been I mean, whenever I have been the first faggot for a straight alpha, I've done that a number of times. And then seeing it in action and being a part of getting it to happen through the website, it's always exciting to me, the reaction that straight alphas have once they, you know, get head from a faggot or fuck a faggot for the first time. It's just the kind of joy, you know, that they get from that experience. It's telling, always very, very telling that, that again, their sexuality does not change. They continue to be attracted to the opposite sex. But the power part is almost intoxicating to them. And it's definitely intoxicating to me to get to talk to them afterwards and hear their reaction. Master Kyler, when I talked to him today, he was going on and on about how much he loved getting his cock sucked by Yule and Ollie, and he was remarking how much they worshipped his cock, and that he had never had that before. So hopefully he gets to fuck them. I'm sure he has fucked them tonight. So yeah. So anyway, what I wanted to talk about tonight is something that I call alpha latency or latent alphas. Okay, now latency, you know, as the root word kind of implies, it's something that's suppressed. Latency means that it's suppressed, that it could be expressed at some point, but in the moment, it's, if something is latent, it's suppressed, and it's not generally understood. Now, alphas are different than faggots in this regard, I think. And that's why I call it alpha latency or latent alphas, because and it's also why there are more nuanced levels in the upper reaches of the hierarchy pyramid that I created to describe alphahood, because there are various differences. And so I'm going to kind of define this a little bit more carefully. So it comes out of two conversations I had. Okay, the first conversation I had was with a couple of alphas on the Discord server. And they were coming up with their own theories about what Apex Alpha meant. And they were all wrong, okay? I mean, I coined the term, okay? So, like, I know what I was intending to illustrate with the term. And their definitions didn't even really make any sense, to be quite honest. But I define an apex alpha this way. It's very simple. Apex alphas are those alphas who other alphas submit to. You know, not necessarily in a sexual way, but in terms of respect, or that they follow them in some way. And so, again, there's this hierarchy. And I mean, I kind of created the apex alpha category because I noticed that from my own studies and experiences that there were certain alphas within alpha packs who stood out above the other alphas in the alpha pack. It's kind of like the de facto leader of an alpha pack, which indicated to me, you know, reasonably so, that, you know, some alphas are even more superior than their alpha brothers. And the alpha brothers recognize that themselves, and they submit in some way or another. Now, this has been this difference, you know, hierarchically speaking, between an apex alpha and a regular, a typical alpha or a sub alpha. This kind of stratification between those three things, those three levels, it helps us to kind of define with greater clarity where an alpha might be. The reason why it's kind of important is because alphas are, because they are superior and they are very dominant, they're always fighting for dominance, okay? Unlike faggots who are just faggots, okay? Alphas are always fighting for dominance. And so, and I don't mean physically fighting, okay? And I just mean, like, you know, there's this a competition at all times. And so they stratify themselves, you know, between each other. And that's kind of key here because, you know, when those alphas were kind of trying to come up with their own definitions for what apex alpha means, they didn't take any of that into account in their definition, which is the defining thing, you know. So, I mean, that's why I think it's so important that we get that definition kind of in our mind and understand it. Now, latent alphas are a thing as a result, in part, because of this stratification between alpha levels, all right? And I have dealt with quite a few latent alphas, you know, or alpha latency in, you know, in certain alphas who thought they were faggots because they didn't measure up to an alpha who was on a higher level than them, you see. And sometimes they would get fucked by those alphas. But they were kind of thinking that because they got fucked by an alpha, that they were a faggot. And they kind of tried to accept that role. And it never really fit. Why? Because they're latent alphas. Their alpha gene, I guess we'll call it, or their alpha drive has been suppressed by whatever circumstances, past trauma, you know, encounters with other alphas that are maybe superior to them or higher up in the pyramid. And so it's suppressed and they feel like they have to submit, and it causes them a lot of pain and confusion, because whenever they would kneel and suck another alpha's cock or get fucked by an alpha or they're serving an alpha in some way, they're feeling bad about themselves, not just because of the submitting to a superior man, but the fact that they feel like what they're doing is wrong and unnatural to themselves and how they actually feel. It's because there's their alpha qualities are in a latent position in their mind and heart. It's being suppressed, and it's just waiting for the right stimulation for it to come bursting out of them. And I have been, I mean, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but I have a lot of experience with latent alphas, you know. And I have been, and the site has been a guidepost for many of these latent alphas who have been wandering around in a fog, wondering why they're so unhappy. I mean, the reason why they're unhappy is because this thing inside of them, this alphahood, is meant to be expressed, and it's being pushed down. And so there needs to be a stimulation to have that come back to life, and they can start to understand what they really are is an alpha and not a faggot, okay, or a beta. They're meant to rule, for whatever reason, that's been pushed down. It always breaks my heart whenever I run across a latent alpha, because you really feel bad for them because of the way they express themselves, where they're sad and depressed and confused, you know. Now, I just recently had another conversation with another latent alpha. I have not published this at all yet. It's just one of those back burner kind of stories. They're always percolating in the background. And in his case, he has, you know, been fucked by apex alphas, okay? What he now understands are apex alphas. But before he didn't, you know, he just thought, well, this guy is superior to me and I need to submit and he can fuck me, you know, or I'll suck his dick or something. And, but they were unhappy. This person that I talked to, he's been unhappy and confused. And when I first encountered him, he was on the verge of giving up. You know, that's how, where he was. And I managed to have, a long kind of couple of days of conversation with him on and off, where I helped him. You know, I pointed him to some resources on the website, and helped him kind of reason through what it was. And sure enough, he said that the age of 13, there was some trauma that had caused him to believe that he was meant to be a faggot. And he had been miserable ever since. Think, you know, he was offering his holes to alphas and they were using him, and he was miserable. And it was only until I started really digging into that and helping him unpack what's happened and what he's actually meant to be, that suddenly all the pieces snap together. And he felt a lot better, you know. I feel like it's important work because, it's from a psychological standpoint, it's good for alphas to be able to be free to express and explore their own power. This alpha in particular, you know, it meant a lot to me because he was genuinely sad that he didn't have a place and he felt like something was wrong. And when I pointed out what was wrong and helped him kind of reason through it, his mood changed completely, you know. So, anyway, that's just the kind of science of latent alphahood. This is something else too, okay? And this goes for Findom and just in regular life. An alpha can submit sexually or financially or whatever to a fellow alpha who is, you know, higher in rank, let's say, you know. That doesn't make him a faggot or that he's even submissive. It simply means that he recognizes his place in the hierarchy. And honestly, that's really what we should all be aiming for, is coming to some acceptance of the truth about her life. And he was able to finally kind of do that. You know, it's an ongoing process. I've had some alphas who came out very dramatically, you know, and like they made that discovery and accepted, oh, I am an alpha. And next thing you know, they're, you know, getting three different blowjobs from three different faggots in the course of a day just by using the power that he had that he was suppressing, you know. So I always get a kick out of it because straight men in particular don't realize what they can do, what they have, what they're meant, what kind of life they're meant to live. And they're kind of, you know, in denial of that, and they're uptight, you know, about it. But whenever I can see a latent alpha start to understand, well, this is how my life is supposed to be, and they reach out to grab that, it's a very special thing. So yeah, that's my theory on latent alphas and the apex alpha category in particular. So I'd like to know what you guys think about it. I'm going to write up something, I think, have it in you know, regular form and not podcast form, but yeah, I'm excited to have that out there in that space because I think people are, they need to understand it better. Anyway, I'll let you go. Have a good night. I love you. Bye.